Today we'd like to continue our study of the modern time leprosy.
那早上提过这个麻风病啊，它是啊会传染的。
So this morning we mentioned that we discussed how leprosy is a contagious disease.
那麻风病呢也很难治疗。
And leprosy is difficult to treat.
那必须要离开人群。
And it requires that you separate yourself from the group.
那麻风病的症状呢啊就是这个头发啊会变颜色。
And one of the symptoms of leprosy is that your hair will change colors.
啊也就是失去了神的形象。
And as a result, you depart from the image of God.
啊跟本来的状况是不一样的。
And it's different from what you originally looked like.
那这个麻风病的情形就是啊它患处的地方会生于皮的表皮之内。
And that it, other symptoms is that you will have beginning to have skin symptoms.
那就好像作用是隐藏在人的内心。
And this likewise shows the what's happening inside our hearts.
那麻风病的判断标准呢？啊，就是它会发散开来。
And that the one of the in the symptoms of leprosy is that will spread on the skin.
啊，就是好像罪的影响。
And is similar to the effect of sin.
那麻风病人是很痛苦的。
And it brings physical pain.
啊，包括肉体上的痛苦、精神上的痛苦，还有灵性上的痛苦。
It also brings mental and spiritual pain.
那现代人的麻风病呢的情形啊，就是第一个，我们早上谈到骄傲。
And the one of the first type of modern type leprosy is pride.
那第二个就是贪心，还有说谎。
And second is greed.
那我们来看第三个。
And let's look at this third.
请看民数记。
Let's turn to Numbers.
民数记十二章。
Numbers chapter
12. 民数记十二章的第一节。
Numbers chapter 12 verse 1.
民数记十二章第一节。
Numbers chapter 12 verse 1.
好，念到第十节。
Let's read to verse 10.
啊，请您念。
Numbers chapter 12 verse 1. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman who he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. Verse 2. So they said, Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? And the Lord heard it. 3. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all the men who were on the face of the earth. 4. Suddenly the Lord said to Moses, Aaron and Miriam, Come out, you three, to the tabernacle of meeting. The Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both went forward. Then he said, Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house.I speak to him face to face, even plainly, not in dark sayings, and he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? 9. So the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, and he departed. Verse 10. And when the cloud departed from above the tabernacle, suddenly Miriam became leprous, as white as snow. Then Aaron turned toward Miriam, and there she was, a leper.
啊，那圣经第十节就记载说，米利暗呢，啊，他也长得大麻风。
In verse 10, it records Miriam became a leper.
那他为什么会长得大麻风呢
？And why did Miriam develop leprosy？
啊，十二章里头了，从第一节到第九节，就给我们一个很清楚的答案。
In verse 1 to 9, it gives a very clear answer.
好，那我们来看第一节。
Let's turn to verse 1.
所以摩西啊娶了古时的女子为妻啊，那米利暗和亚伦就因他所娶的古时女子啊就毁谤他。
So, in verse 1 it says that Moses married an Ethiopian woman, and as a result, Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of this Ethiopian woman.
啊，当然这个摩西娶了古时的女子为妻啊，这个古时女子为这古时女子到底是谁哈、啊？那个啊，神学家有啊。不同的看法。
And as the identity of this Ethiopian woman, there is many theories.
有人是说啊，他本来的妻子哈、啊，
it said that this was his past wife.
啊，但是呢，也有人啊说这是他的妻子过世以后，他再娶一个。
And this, you said that this could have been a woman that she that he married after when his wife passed away.
啊，那我们现在就暂时放着啊。
But we will not discuss this further.
也就是他娶了古时女子为妻，这个是一个事实。
Because we know, because he married an Ethiopian woman is a fact.
那的确，他的妻子啊，就是一个外邦的女子啊。外邦的女子。
This woman is a Gentile.
啊，因为这个缅甸的祭司啊，缅甸祭司的女儿啊。
And because he was the wife, the daughter of a Midianite.
啊，那娶了以后呢，这个缅甸和亚伦就。来毁谤他。
So after Moses married this woman, Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses.
啊，他毁谤的内容是什么呢
？And what was the content that of their when they spoke against Moses?
第二节说啊，难道主单单与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗
？So in verse 2 it says, so they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?
所以我们看他毁谤内容，到讲的话呢，跟摩西的结婚好像没有关系。
So we see their complaint against Moses has nothing to do with Moses' marriage.
因为第一节是说他们毁谤，就是为着摩西的婚姻的问题啊。
So in verse 1 it states that they spoke against Moses because of his marriage.
啊，可是他们在抱怨的内容又好像跟婚姻就扯不上关系。
But then the actual content of their complaint has seemed apparently had nothing to do with his marriage.
所以这个当中就是有问题啊。
So this brings a problem.
啊，只要是根据事实来讨论的话，来讨论这个议题还无所谓的。
Because if you speak according to the facts, it's not a problem.
可是现在不是根据事实啊，这是另外扯生啊，有一个更这个内心深处他们的动机哈啊就被发现出来了。
So, but you see that they did not speak according to the or complain according to the facts. Rather, they were you can. By their complaint, you can see what was really on in their hearts.
啊，这个比看他们的讲话是什么呢？比看他们的动机啊。
And so you see what were their motivation.
好，说啊，难道主单单与你说话，不与我们说话吗
？So not only has the Lord only spoken through Moses, has He not spoken through us also?
因为按照一个属灵的程度来说哈，这个米尼安她是女先知啊。
So Spiritually, Miriam is a priestess.
啊，摩西也是先知。
I'm sorry, a prophetess, and Moses is a prophet.
那这个亚伦呢？啊，更是先知啊，因为亚伦当时在埃及地行神迹啊，这个刚开始都是亚伦所行的了。
So and Aaron was more of a prophet because he was the one who spoke in the will of Miriam.
啊，当时摩西啊，他还说我的口才不好吧？啊，所以神就请亚伦啊帮摩西说话。
Moses said that he was not eloquent, so God said that Aaron will speak on behalf of Moses.
所以这个三个人，您说谁大谁小？其实他们在当时啊，属灵带领上的地位都是差不多。
So when you complain about who among these three who is the greatest, in actuality they're pretty much the same.
啊，就是我们三个人呢一起带领以色列百姓。
That all three of us are leading the Israelites.
因为亚伦。啊、哦，就是负责来对外宣导哈、哦，来对外代表摩西啊来讲话。
That Moses was the representative of Moses. That Aaron was the representative of Moses.
啊，米利安呢是代表这些妇女啊，做姐妹团契的契长呢。
And that Miriam was concerned about the women of the Israelites.
因为当时这些女的总人数。那一定是大概一半左右嘛。
Because we can see that about maybe half of the population was women.
那所以她也是代表着一半以上的这些以色列的人口啊。
And she represents these women.
所以你这三个谁大谁小
？So among these three, who is greater and who is lesser?
因此他们才说啊，难道主只跟你讲话不与我们说话吗？我们也是有分量的人嘿。
That's the result. That's why they said, "Does God only speak through Moses? Doesn't He speak to us as well?"
啊，所以我们现在就可以看出来，米利安跟亚伦他们要讲话，他们要为什么要抱怨的动机是什么？就是内心的嫉妒。
So we see the real motivation for their complaint against Moses. It was their jealousy.
所以第三节哈。
So verse 3.
那神才说摩西为人啊，极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
In verse 3, it states that the man Moses was very humble, more than all the men who were on the face of the earth.
因此，你们所要毁谤的这个人啊，他是很谦卑的。
So that when you complain against this person, he is very humble.
因为神在看摩西跟亚伦民议案在看摩西的这个观点啊，看法是不一样的。
So we see how God views Moses is very different than how Aaron and Miriam views Moses.
民议案跟亚伦看摩西啊，是觉得摩西很骄傲。为什么主啊，你可以与神说话，我们不行啊
？Aaron and Miriam sees Moses as a very prideful person. You know, doesn't God also speak to us as well?
好像有五个负责人。
For example, there might be five board members.
啊，为什么你才可以啊说话？我就不能够说话，我也是负责人之一啊。
Well, why can only you speak? Why can't I speak? Aren't I a board member as well.
就是不服气啊。
So this is not how they serve.
所以这两个，因为他们会嫉妒，他们就会比较高低。
Because they have, because of their jealousy, they began to compare their status.
那摩西他就不这样子认为啊。摩西他本身说啊，我很低调，他很谦卑的。
So Moses, on the other hand, sees himself as very lowly, as he's very humble.
我只是奉神的命令在说话而已啊。
That I only serve God by speaking for Him.
那神是看摩西是很谦虚的。
So God sees Moses as a very meek and humble person.
所以这两个人的对摩西看法跟神对摩西的看法是完全不一样。
So we see that these Aaron and Miriam sees Moses differently than God sees Moses.
啊，他们两个人的看法就是根据他们内心的这种嫉妒，对于摩西的嫉妒。
They see Moses through the jealousy in their heart.
所以神就出来了。站出来替摩西说话。
So God appeared and spoke on Moses' behalf.
那因为米利亚跟亚伦的嫉妒呢，那神就看看谁倒是神所喜悦的人哈，因此就让米利亚呢得了大麻风病。
So God appeared and revealed who has he chosen, and as a result, Miriam became leprous.
所以我们到目前为止学习的哈，那早上所学习的这个骄傲啊，乌西亚王他得了麻风病。
So in this morning, we heard that because of the pride of King Uzziah, he developed leprosy.
So 麻风病所代表的第一个就是骄傲。
So leprosy firstly represents pride.
那第二个就是贪心。
The second thing that leprosy represents is greed.
就基哈西啊，他也得了大麻风病啊。
And this is represented by Gehazi when he became leprous.
因为他的贪心还有说谎。
Because of his greed and lies.
那第三个，就是米利安的嫉妒。
The third thing is the jealousy of Miriam.
所以这个麻风病也是代表着嫉妒。
And therefore, leprosy also represents jealousy.
那嫉妒根据圣经记载啊，是古中的朽烂。
That leprosy is in the Bible is a very old characteristic.
箴言十四章的三十节。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言十四章三十节。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30.
十四章三十节。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30. Verse 30. A sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones.
啊，所以朽啊，这个嫉妒啊是骨中的朽烂。
So here, envy is rottenness to the bones.
那朽烂情形就是像麻风病一样啊。
So greed, envy is like leprosy.
所以嫉妒也是现代麻风病的一种。
So here, leprosy is a type of jealousy. Jealousy is a type of leprosy.
那嫉妒呢是人类共同的问题啊。
So jealousy is something that's inherent in people.
啊，不只是这个民议案，还有咬人他们才有啊。
It is not only isolated to Aaron and Miriam.
我们看最早期的时候，人类的早期啊，该隐就嫉妒亚伯。
In the very beginning of human history, Cain was jealous of Abel.
因为亚伯的祭物啊，就蒙神的悦纳。
Because Abel's offering was accepted by the Lord.
事实上，神不是悦纳这个亚伯的祭物啊。
It wasn't that God just liked Abel's offering.
神是喜欢亚伯这个人。
That is because God loved Abel, this person.
因为神喜欢亚伯这个人，所以亚伯所献的就很喜欢呢。
because God loved Abel, God accepted the offering that Abel made.
啊，该隐就很不高兴呢。
Cain was not happy.
大家一样在献祭，为什么只有你的祭物啊被神所悦纳
？Why is it that when that I also made an offer? Why is it that God only accepted yours?
啊，一样是做圣工啊，为什么你特别得到神的祝福啊？
We both are doing holy work. Why were you specially blessed by God?
啊，有的人就很不服气啊。
And some people were cannot accept this.
所以该隐他很不服气啊。
Cain was not happy about this.
所以人类的初代啊，他们就会嫉妒。
So in greed is a inherent characteristic of people.
啊，就是自己的姐妹呢，哎，也会嫉妒哎。
So that sisters can be jealous.
那他拉杰嫉妒他姐姐利亚。
So I'm sorry. Yes, sisters can be jealous. Leah was jealous of his sister Rachel.
那拉杰是妹妹啊。
Rachel was a younger sister.
啊，利亚是姐姐。
Leah was the older sister.
那姐姐这个妹妹比较漂亮啊。
The younger sister was more beautiful.
啊，可是神却是使那个比较不漂亮的姐姐呢会生育的。
So God, but God loved the older, less beautiful sister and made her more fertile.
啊，妹妹拉杰她就很不服气。
But Rachel was not happy.
啊，所以她就产生嫉妒的心呢。
So she was jealous.
好，那我们大概想说，这些人啊是平凡人啊，当时会嫉妒。
So these might be just ordinary people. They're jealous. Of course, they're jealous.
属灵的人啊也会嫉妒呢。
But spiritual people are also fall into jealousy.
好，请看民数记啊。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers.
民数记十一章。
Numbers chapter 11.
十一章二十九节。
Numbers chapter 11 verse 29.
民数记十一章的二十九。
Numbers chapter 11 verse 29.
我们从二十六读好了，二十六。
Let's begin reading from verse
26. 到二十九。
Let's read from verse 26 to 29.
好，请念。
Okay, verse 26. But two men had remained in the camp. The name of one was Eldad, and the name of the other was Medad. And the spirit rested upon them, and they were among those listed, but who had not gone out to the tabernacle. Yet they prophesied in the camp. Verse 27.And a young man ran and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad were prophesying in the camp. So Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, one of his choice men, answered and said, Moses, my lord, forbid them. Verse 29. Then Moses said to him, Are you zealous for my sake? Oh, that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them.
好，这边记载的约书亚的故事啊。
Here it records the story of Joseph, Joshua.
那约书亚很清楚，我们知道他是摩西的帮手啊。
It's very clear that Joshua was the assistant of Moses.
那摩西他是带领着以色列百姓啊进入迦南地的啊，过这个约旦河啊。
So that Joshua was led the Israelites through the wilderness past the Jordan River.
所以他也是有一个很好的属灵的经历啊。
So he had a very good spiritual training.
啊，主要他不离开神的会幕啊，经常留在会幕。
He would stay next to the tabernacle and never leave the tabernacle.
来协助摩西。
And to serve Moses.
啊，可是这边有个情况啊。
But here was an incident.
说有两个少年人哦，他们还在营里那里啊，这个说预言。
That these two young men were began to prophesy.
哎，啊，这个约书亚他就不到 happy 啊，他也是那、啊、觉得怪怪的。
Joshua was not happy with this. He thought they were strange.
哎，这个灵啊，要说预言是摩西的事情啊。
That to be received the spirit and to prophesy only belongs to Moses.
怎么你们两个也说预言呢
？And that you two people also began to prophesy.
所以他就来跑到摩西这里来抱怨呢。
So he ran to Moses and began to complain.
那摩西说什么呢
？And what did Moses say?
摩西说对约书亚说二十九节。
In verse 29, Moses said to Joshua.
啊，说。你为我的缘故嫉妒人吗
？Are you zealous for my sake？
我们看哦，这个灵性好多人他也会嫉妒啊。
So we see here that even the spiritually strong are also maybe jealous。
所以嫉妒是人类共同的问题啊。
So that jealousy is a problem inherent in a person's spirit.
不是只有那些灵性比较软弱的人。
It doesn't only apply to those who are weak in spirit.
不是只有非基督徒。
And it's not only those who are not not Christians.
就是基督徒而且灵性好的人，像耶稣啊这种人也会嫉妒。
Even Christians who have good spirituality, like Joshua, can also fall into jealousy.
但是有的人比较会控制。
But there are those who are able to control this.
有的人呢比较会掩饰。
Those are those who are able to see this. Reflect on this.
所以圣经说啊，在何处有嫉妒纷啊，在何什么地方就有扰乱和坏事情。
So, there.
请看雅各书。
Let's turn the book of James.
雅各书第三章。
The book of James, chapter
3. 雅各书第三章十六节。
James chapter 3, verse 16.
雅各书三章十六节。
James chapter 3, verse 16. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there.
所以我们看嫉妒是不是像麻风病一样呢？
So can we not say that jealousy is like leprosy?
因为什么地方有嫉妒的事情呢？那在那个地方就会有扰乱啊，还有各样的坏事。
Because wherever there is jealousy, there is confusion and every evil thing.
那嫉妒主要就是看着别人呢，一直比我们好啊。
So jealousy is to see that other people are better than ourselves.
心里面就产生了不平。
And then as a result, our heart becomes unpeaceful.
这个不平有时候会从内心呢就表现出来的。
And then when we are no longer peaceful, we would then express it.
借着言语，借着行动表现出来。
And then our jealousy then will be revealed.
那就变成扰乱了，就变成坏事。
And then it becomes results as confusion and every evil thing.
所以我们要特别注意留意小心。
So we must be careful of.
那第四个哈。
So and fourthly.
我们看保罗哈，他还没信主以前，他对主耶稣有极端的偏见。
In that before Paul knew our Lord Jesus, he had bias and hatred.
他对这些基督徒啊，哇，实在是不能容忍呢。
That he could not tolerate the Christians.
他就产生一种偏见，然后产生一种很极端的仇恨。
That he had an overwhelming hatred for them.
那事实上，他有没有去研究这个基督教、这耶稣的道理是怎么一回事
？Did he go and examine what the doctrine of Jesus Christ was？
他没有来研究啊。
He did not come and examine this。
他只是凭着他的想法，凭着他的观念。
He was firm on his view and what he thought。
他就对这些基督徒啊逼迫。
And began to persecute the Christians。
不但是逼迫，是一种带着一种仇恨的逼迫。
It was not just a persecution, but of a persecution full of hatred.
现在或许有的人也是一样啊。
And people, there are people like this today.
就是不喜欢每种人呢。
They just hate all types of people.
也不管他这个为人好不好，反正这种类型的人，你这个外观啊，这个怪怪的，那我就不喜欢你啊。
It doesn't matter what kind of person you are, but just because you have certain characteristics, they just have a hatred for you.
怎么会长了这个形状？
Maybe
好像他不喜欢的这种。样式
，Maybe you have a physical characteristic that they hate, so they hate you.
怎么会这种的肤色、颜色也好像跟别人不一样
？Or maybe your skin color is different, and they hate you for that.
怎么这个水平那么低呀、啊？好像是没有受教育一样
？Or maybe you are uneducated, and therefore we hate you.
所以也不。看看这个人的为人啊，是不是很谦卑？是不是很和蔼呀、啊？很 nice 啊
？Is this? But they don't examine to see if this person is very humble.
就从外在的感觉来下定论。
But they judge you based on outward appearances.
那这是很危险的。
And this is very dangerous.
这个会像保罗一样。
And you become like Paul.
因为极端的偏见，而产生一种对其他人的不喜欢，对其他人的仇恨。
Because this bias is a hatred toward other people.
这个也是一种麻风症。
And this is also a type of leprosy.
好，那么要怎么来得到洁净
？So how do we be clean?
我们早上谈过，圣经不是说用医治的，是用洁净的。
So we see that the Bible does not say that you cure leprosy, but you are cleansed of leprosy.
因为这种是跟罪有关系的。
Because leprosy is related to sin.
我们请看马太福音第八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音第八章第一节。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 1.
到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
好，请念。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 1.And when he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Verse 2. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Verse 3. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him and said, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed.
好，这边是提到一个长大麻风病的人来找主耶稣。
Here this records a leprous man come to seek Jesus.
这个第二节啊，第二节是写圣经的人要我们特别注意啊，说他说 behold， 在看呢啊，你要看到看。
So in verse 2, it includes the word behold because it wants to draw our attention to this.
所以就是要把大家的注意力集中到这个长大麻风病的人。
It wants to turn a focus to this leprous man.
所以 behold， 大家看到哈。
So it says, behold, and we want to see, pay attention to this.
这个麻风病的人呢，是大家不想看的，大家不想去听的一个故事啊。
So a story of a leper is not a story that many people want to listen to.
因为全身长了那种很不好看的东西。
Because they grow many all these masses on their faces which are unpleasing.
哦，有的脸呢，这个当然长了很多东西。
And their faces would grow all these.These masses.
但是这个马太这个作者还告诉我们说 ，Behold， 要看。
But Matthew said, wrote, behold, because it wants to draw our it wants us to see this.
所以就是要告诉我们，要透过这个长大麻风病的人得到洁净，让我们要来学习一些什么东西。
Because he wants to draw our attention to see how did this leper become cleansed.
那第一个。当时是很多人跟随着耶稣基督、
So firstly, there were many people following Jesus.
不是没有人呢。
It wasn't a there was no.
不是说耶稣基督单独一个。
It wasn't that there was only one person there.
那这个大麻风病的人来找他，也不会觉得不好意思，反正都没人嘛，那我来找耶稣。
It wasn't that the leper came and said, "Oh, there's no one here to see Jesus, so therefore I'll just go and talk to him."
而是旁边有很多的人。
But rather, there were many people surrounding him.
麻风病，我们早上所谈过的是大家不喜欢的，一定会跑开啊，说这个会。
So, and as we discussed this morning, nobody liked a leper because leprosy was contagious.
但是他不管别人的看法。
But this leper did not care for how other people saw him.
因为他有一个渴望啊，有一个渴望想要得到洁净。
Because he had a desire to be cleansed.
所以他假设没有一个渴望的心的话，他就不会产生行动。
Because therefore, if he did not have this desire, he would not move, act.
因为要从他家要跑到这边来是有一段路的。
So there is a length of there's a distance between this leper's home to Jesus.
那这一段路呢，不是说都没有人在走啊。
And this length of road, there must be people traveling on it.
那第一节告诉我们说，有很多的人呢跟随着耶稣基督。
In verse 1 it says that there were multitudes following him.
但是他不会说：“哎呀，那我不好意思，我得了大麻风病，我不好意思，我说啊，隐藏起来，就不去找耶稣了。”
So this leper did not say that, "Oh, because of my leprosy, I'm so ashamed that I will not go and seek Jesus."
那大家一定不喜欢我啊。
That this multitude would not like to see me.
那大家会怎么看我了
？They will and their opinions of me. I would be low.
他没有想到这些。
He did not think of this.
他只要想到。假如是想到别人对他的看法的话
，If he only cared about how other people view him，
那他就来不了啊。
He would not come。
那他干脆躲起来。
He would have hid himself。
可是现在不是啊。
But this is not the case。
他说了来哈，他说这个人就来拜耶稣。
So the I will say that this man came to Jesus。
因为他很渴望得到医治的。
Because he desired to be healed。
所以我们每一个人应该是知道自己的问题在哪里。
So we each of us must know where our faults lie。
我们是不是自己会骄傲啊
？Is it that we are prideful？
我们是不是别人的话都听不进去啊
？Are we not able to accept criticism？
啊，父母亲的话也听不进去啊
？Are we not able to accept criticism from our parents？
朋友的劝告也听不进去啊
？Are that a criticism from the church members？
我们是不是内心有贪的意念？
Do we have greed in our heart?
我们是不是有些时候啊，这个用谎言来包装自己
Or do we use lies to protect ourselves?
我们是不是有嫉妒的心？
Do we have the heart of Christ?
我们是不是有这个无缘无故就不喜欢一个人，反正我不喜欢你这个这个样子。
Or do we have prejudices?
我们只要是很在意别人的话。
So if we have prejudices toward people,
我们就不会产生行动来找主耶稣。
Then we will not have a heart to seek out Jesus.
所以我们要先认识自己的问题啊。
So we first must understand where our problems are.
因为我们刚讲的这个麻风病的症状是很不好的。
Because we mentioned that the outcome of leprosy is very terrible.
骄傲会带来败坏的。
That pride will lead to destruction.
也没有人喜欢骄傲的人。
Nobody likes a haughty person.
那嫉妒的话会产生让自己的心里很不平啊。
Jealousy will not give us peace.
啊，很不舒服啊，自己也会觉得很不舒服啊。
And therefore, our hearts would be very unpeaceful.
我们要了解自己的问题。
We must understand where our faults are.
所以就渴望啊来得到医治。
Therefore, we must have the desire to be healed.
啊，渴望啊被洁净我们的罪。
That we are cleansed from our sins.
所以这个人就来找主耶稣啊。
So this man seeked Jesus.
他说啊，主啊，这个若肯呐，必能叫我洁净。
So it says here, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
啊，一定啊，他说必一定能叫我洁净的。
So you will make me clean.
啊，他有信心呐。
He has faith.
啊，他才会来找主耶稣啊。
As thus he would seek Jesus.
要得到洁净，去找别人没用的。
To seek other people is useless.
啊，一定要来找主耶稣。
Only to seek Jesus.
说现在很多的这个心理的辅导专家
，in these many psychiatrists
啊，这些心理的辅导专家当然有的是能够帮助人呢、啊。
There are some psychiatrists that can help people.
但是有很多是跟罪有关系的。
But there are many psychology problems that are related to sins.
所以一定要来找主耶稣。
Therefore, you must seek Jesus.
这个心理的辅导有两种。
There are two types of
两种，他们有两种的方法来帮助病人。
There are two ways that can help you.
那另一种呢，是以人的看法来帮助人的。
The first way is to help people through men's methods.
啊，这是以人的方法。
Through the man's methods.
啊，完全不提到神，完全不提到罪。
And it doesn't touch sin and God.
啊，你有这种行为啊，你就要怎么样怎么样哈。
If you have this type of psychiatric problem, this is the treatment for it.
啊，另外一种是以神为本的，以神为出发点的这种辅导的人专家。
And the second way is through God.
啊，他就看哎，你这个是啊，需要怎么样的帮助啊？那圣经里头怎么说啦？神怎么说啦？说要怎么样得到解决？
So that you say have this type of problem, what Bible verses or what can we through other methods through God that we can help solve this problem?
那现在这个大环境呢，很多人是得到大麻风病的。
So in the past, a lot of people have this type of leprosy.
啊，怎么能够得到洁净呢
？And how can they be cleansed?
那一定要来找主耶稣。
They must seek Jesus.
就像马太福音所记载这个大麻风病的人。
Just as this man and leper and recorded in Matthew.
他就渴望啊，能够得到医治。
He desired to be cleansed.
他还凭着信心而来。
So he came to seek Jesus.
啊，他也找对人来找主耶稣啊。
He sought the right person in Jesus.
那保罗他很幸运的。
Paul, has bias.
啊，不是很幸运啊 ，lucky.
Oh, Paul is very lucky.
啊，因为他本来是很 bias， 很仇恨对这些信耶稣的人啊，很。
He had a lot of prejudice toward the Christians.
他是要逼迫那些人。
And he wanted to persecute them.
可是现在因为得到主耶稣的洁净。
But because he had he was cured from by Jesus Christ.
啊，就变成一个很有爱心的人。
He became a man full of love.
所以他经常把信徒都放在他的心上。
Therefore, he put the matters of the Christians in his heart.
他经常帮助信徒祷告。
He prayed for the members.
他不再逼迫那些人了。
He no longer persecuted them.
啊，反而非常的爱那些人。
And instead, he loved the believers.
啊，甚至于他可以为基督耶稣啊而牺牲啊，被抓进官牢。
And as a result, he is able to, for the sake of Jesus Christ, be persecuted and imprisoned.
啊，他就是被打，被鞭打。
He was beaten.
要经过很多的这个行路啊，这个很多的海盗，很多的野生动物要来要咬他，但是他都能够克服，这是为了耶稣基督啊，有牺牲。
He endured long traveling, and he endured, had to go on, go, endured trips on rough seas, and also endured being chased and bitten by animals.
啊，所以他改变他自己呀。
He changed himself.
啊，因为主耶稣啊洁净了他。
Because God draw closer to him.
那洁净以后啊，怎么来回报？
So God cleansed Paul, and so how do you repay God?
因为大麻风病啊是很不容易得到洁净的。
Because it's very difficult to clean someone of leprosy.
不然我们想想，嫉妒是不是很容易说啊？我现在不嫉妒了，就能够不嫉妒别人呢、啊、
？Is it easy to say that? Oh, I'm sorry.
嫉妒别人，不嫉妒别人。
So is it easy to not to remember other people?
不是嫉妒啊 ，envy.
Oh, is it difficult not to envy? Be jealous of other people?
啊，是不容易的啊。
It's not easy.
啊，不是说好，我不嫉妒别人就可以不嫉妒别人。
So it's not to say I can just stop being jealous and then you'll stop.
一定要有主耶稣来洁净我们。
It requires that Jesus heal us.
啊，圣灵帮助我们更新改变。
That the Holy Spirit come and change us.
啊，变成有一个怜悯的心肠的人。
That we would have a person with a heart of mercy.
那我们得到洁净以后，当然是很高兴的一个事情啊。
And once we are cleansed, it is a very happy matter.
因为洁净的话，全身就很干净。
Because once we are cleansed, our body is clean.
那第一个，只要自己照镜子的话，你看我以前脸有很多那个长结啊、长瘤，现在都不见了，很这个很好看呐、啊。
So that, so it's like looking in the mirror. In the past, we might have all these little tumors on our face, but now it is all clean.
那自己会喜悦的。
That you will be very joyful.
所以，因为我们得到洁净以后
，So after we are cleansed,
会结出仁义的果子。
That we must show our reveal the fruits.
要发现要自己改变了。
That we must change.
啊，自己会忍耐的。
We must have patience.
啊，自己能够去帮助别人。
We have patience, so we must help other people.
啊，自己觉得很心安理得，自己觉得很喜乐，满到心中的平安。
And we will have joy and peace.
啊，这个是不容易的。
This is very difficult.
所以要怎么来回报主的恩典
？So how do we repay the love of God?
啊，请看路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
十五节。
17 verse 15.
十五节到十九节
，verse 15 to 19, verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Verse 17. So Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Verse 18. Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except for this foreigner? Verse 19.And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well."
啊，我们看在圣经，不管在旧约时代、在新约时代，凡是被医治的人，都是说洁净的。
So here it says that, and whether it's in the New Testament or the Old Testament, when a person is healed from leprosy, it says that they have been cleansed.
啊，可是瞎眼的话就被医治了。
But if you look at a blind person, it records that the blind was healed.
所以这麻风病啊，就是跟罪有关系。
So we see that leprosy is related to sin.
好，这个时候呢，这个十个人啊来找主耶稣啊。
So of course, in the story, of course, 10 people, 10 lepers came to see Jesus.
这个十个大麻风的人啊，来找主耶稣，那真的是得到洁净。
And that these 10 lepers were cleansed.
好，十四节说啊。说他们去给祭司查看的时候，就洁净的。
In verse 14 records that when these lepers showed themselves to the priest, they were cleansed.
因为他们相信耶稣基督的话。
Because they believed the word of God.
说去的时候啊，就洁净了。
So they were cleansed.
啊，洁净以后当然是很高兴。
And after they were cleansed, they were full of joy.
因为洁净以后，就第一个赶快跑回家。
So the first thing they did was they ran home.
因为以前是被隔离的
，because they were in the past they were segregated，
不能够住在村里头，不能够住在家里
，they could not live in their own home，
现在好了
But now they have, are healed.
当然第一个是赶快回去看自己的亲人。
But of course, the first thing they want to do is run home and see their family members.
还有就是赶快去找工作了。
And then second thing, they would go and find jobs.
假设这个男生的话，当然要去找工作了，来维持家庭里的经济。
And if they were men, they would go find jobs to support their family.
好，现在呢，好了以后啊，大家都除了一个有一个回来找主耶稣。
But there was one person who returned to find Jesus.
将荣耀归给神了。
And to give Jesus and give God the glory.
这个人就十六节说俯伏在耶稣脚前来感谢他。
In verse 16, it says that this man fell down on his face and gave him thanks.
其他九个人就不见踪影了。
And the other nine people did not.
所以主耶稣十七节说啊，说那九个人在哪里呢
？So verse 17 says Jesus answers and said, where are the other nine？
好像消失了。
It seemed like they were missing。
可能跑回家了。
They probably ran home。
还是跑去找工作了。
They ran to find jobs。
只有一个人回来感谢主啊。
Only one ran back to Jesus and gave him thanks。
所以我们得到捷径，就是回来找耶稣说啊，耶稣啊，谢谢你啊。
When we are cleansed, we should return to Jesus and to thank him。
所以我们今天大家都要跟耶稣说声谢谢啊。
So every one of us should say thank you to Jesus。
感谢他来洁净我们的罪。
That we should be thankful that he has cleansed us from our sins。
所以我们就不再被捆绑。
So that we are no longer bound。
不再被隔离。
We are no longer separated。
所以这个人呢，主耶稣就跟他说了第十九节。
So in verse 19, Jesus said，
说起来吧，你的信救了你。
So Jesus said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well."
所以我们要被主耶稣拯救到底。
So we must be saved by Jesus.
我们要懂得心存感恩。
We must, from our heart, we must be, show thanks.
也就是不要随便抱怨呐。
We should not complain.
因为抱怨不能够解决事情啊。
Because complaining cannot solve a problem.
只有感恩才能够解决事情。
And only through thanksgiving can we repay God's love.
所以圣经呢一直说我们不要抱怨啊，不要这个。抱怨 complaining.
You should not complain.
因为抱怨呢，不能够解决任何问题啊。
Because complaining cannot solve this problem.
那一个人懂感恩的话，主耶稣就说啊，你的信救了你。
And if you do not complain, and you are thankful, God will say that your faith has made you well.
心存感恩以外呢，我们还要再献上礼物。
In addition to being thankful, we must offer gifts.
请看马太福音第八章第四节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8, verse 4.
马太福音第八章第四节。
Matthew chapter 8, verse 4.
第八章第四节。
Matthew chapter 8, verse 4.Verse 4, and Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them."
好，现在这个长大麻风的被主耶稣洁净的。
So in this section, a leper was cleansed by Jesus.
主耶稣就按照以前旧约时代的做法，就是第一个要告诉他去。把他的身体去给就是查看去鉴定说哎他已经得到洁净了。
So Jesus followed what was written in the Old Testament and commanded that this leper show himself to the priest as in the commandments.
然后要献上摩西所吩咐的礼物。
And then to offer the gifts that Moses commanded.
那礼物以前呢就是献祭的这个 offering 也就是一种礼物啊。
And in the Old Testament a gift would be an offering.
那我们学习过这个平安祭啊。
So in the, we have learned about the peace offering.
那这个平安祭呢，就是甘心的献上，还是为了感恩而献上的
？So and the peace offering is an offering of thanksgiving.
就是为了感谢主啊，神已经洁净我了。
So that we thank the Lord for have cleansing for us because He has cleansed us.
所以我们今天大家都已经被主耶稣所洁净。
So we all have been cleansed.
所以我们要怎么办呢？要献上礼物。
So therefore, we must offer gifts.
那献上礼物这个很多种可以献。
And there are many type of offerings.
最简单的就是献上感谢的礼物啊。
The first easy, the most simple offering is the offering of thanksgiving.
那感谢怎么来感谢呢
？And how to show our thanksgiving?
我们说祷告的时候要念什么
？And when we pray, what do we say?
要念哈利路亚，对不对
？We say Hallelujah。
那哈利路亚叫赞美主啊。
And Hallelujah means praise the Lord。
所以我们要多念哈利路亚。
So we must say Hallelujah more。
所以我们要多祷告赞美主。
So we pray more to praise God or to thank God。
啊，哈利路亚，赞美主。
So we say praise God in our prayers。
啊，当然我们可以借着服事啊，来表示我们对神的感恩。
Oh, we can also serve the Lord as a form of thanksgiving。
这个就是甘心啊，这甘心，大家甘心来做服事的工作。
And we serve the Lord with a heart of thanksgiving。
那还要对着众人啊做证据。
So also we must be a testimony。
啊，说啊，我已经被洁净了。
Because a testimony of being cleansed.
啊，做证据就是从外表上给大家看的。
So, and to be a testimony is to show it outwardly.
啊，当然内在啊，大家是看不清楚的。
Because if it's inward, it cannot be seen.
但是可以透过这个行为，透过我们平常的生活方式来表达啊，来表达，来彰显基督耶稣。
But in our lives, we can show that we have God in our lives.
因为一般来说哈，这个抱怨呢、啊、是人的天性，人也很会抱怨啊。
So because complaining is something very common to men.
所以怎么来表现我们基督徒跟一般的人不一样
？So how can we show that we are Christians and not like other men？
啊，尤其我们自称为真耶稣教会的信徒哈。
And especially that we are Christians in the true Jesus Church.
我们是真耶稣教会的哈。
We are the true
真教会的信徒。
The members of the true church.
所以我们也要做一个真信徒。
So we ourselves must be like a true Christian.
那真信徒的话，就是跟一般人啊不一样，就是不会抱怨呢。
A true Christian is different from other people. We do not complain.
啊，所以当我们想要抱怨的时候，就想一想，嗯，其实也没有什么好抱怨的了。
Therefore, when we want to complain, we should think. Since it's not worth complaining.
第一个，抱怨不能够改变事实啊。
Number one, complaining cannot change what has happened.
第二个，抱怨不能够解决事情。
Secondly, complaining cannot solve a problem.
那就改变一种方法。
So therefore, we must change our tactic.
就感谢主啊。
So instead, we should thank the Lord.
啊，想正面的。
So we should think of the more positive things.
啊，那么就接着感谢哈。
So we should be more thankful.
这样子就可以对着众人做证据。
So and therefore, then we can be a testimony to other people.
那有感谢的话，嗯，就不会嫉妒了。
And if we are thankful, we will not be greedy or jealous.
好像父母亲不会嫉妒孩子啊，这个青出于蓝更好啊。
So because just as a parent will not be jealous of their children.
啊，但是要做到不嫉妒也是不容易。
But it's very difficult to not be jealous.
但是我们只要是真心从内心发出对神的感恩的话，自然就不会嫉妒。
But if we reveal, show the God in our hearts, we will not be jealous.
因为神要对我不错啊。
Because God has treated me well.
啊，神对一个弟兄姐妹好，那感谢主，我们也很高兴。
And therefore, in Israel, if God treats another member well, we will be happy for them.
那我们也会跟他一起喜乐。
And we will be joyful together with them.
啊，想想其实神对我们每一个人都很好。
In fact, God has treated us all of us very well.
那包括对我自己也是很好的。
And He treated me very well.
所以值得感恩。
Therefore, we must be thankful.
啊，所以我们经常想要点正面的。
So when we think about this,
那一定啊，对神的恩典呢，一定是可以写出很多的。
If we think, we can easily list.Write a long list of God's blessings for us.
所以那种赞美诗啊，所以我们要计算啊 ，count 要算一算。
And therefore, like the hymn says, we should count our blessings.
啊，就会发现神的恩典也是很多。
And we will find that the grace of God is very long.
这样子的话，我们就能够对众人做证据。
And therefore, we can then become a testimony to other people.
所以圣经所提的原则也是很简单的，就要三个，就叫心存感恩。
So it's very easy. We just begin with being thankful.
啊，献上礼物。
We offer gifts.
啊，对着众人做证据。
And then to be a testimony to those around us.
啊，来回报神的爱。
And this is to repay God's love.
啊，再来唱诗。
Let us sing hymns.
244。
Let's sing hymn 244。
唱第一节跟第三节啊。
Let's sing hymn verse 1 and verse 3。
唱两节。
Two verses, verse 1 and verse 3.